Alex, what are you doing?
It's a fort.
Oh, it's a fort, huh? Well, I see you used every cushion and pillow in the house to make this fort.
I didn't do it.
Boys, it's not nice to tell a fib.
It's true, Mama.
Well, I'm sorry, you guys, but you brought all these pillows down, and now you're going to have to bring them back upstairs, all right? Let's go. Help Mama.
Well, there goes another fort torn down by somebody's mommy.
Get him! Get Joey!
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Okay, Joey, here we go. Please, come at me with this banana.
Danny, look, I know you're really into this self-defense class, but I highly doubt that you're going to get attacked by some crazed fruit vendor.
Come on, I got to practice my disarm and disable move.
Oh, all right, okay, here, okay.
I think I better work on that move.
Hey, can I get a little help here?
Hey, girls, Uncle Jesse's back from Greece.
Hey! Nice outfit.
Oh, nice luggage.
Hey, missed you guys.
Uncle Jesse!
Hi! Hi
girls! Hi. I missed you.
Hey, missed you.
Well, how did it go at Papuli's funeral?
You know what? It was really beautiful. I don't know, in a way it was like a celebration of his life. It was really, really nice.
It's nice you went back there for it.
All right, gang, on a happier note, I brought a surprise back from the old country that you guys are gonna love.
A pony?
No, Michelle, no, a pony's a little bit difficult to store in the overhead compartment.
No, you guys are gonna love this.
Stavros! Surprise! Everybody, this is the surprise. This is my cousin Stavros from Greece.
I hope you didn't have to fit in the overhead compartment.
Oh, such handsome, beautiful family. Now it's time to play Hug the Cousin.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Oh, of course, it's like
you. Uncle Jesse, Cousin Stavros looks a lot like you. Yeah, you guys are definitely related.
Oh. You think so, huh? Handsome boy, but this nose of Greek god, that's a nose of cockapoo. Well, enough laughter. I must get to seedy hotel in bad part of town. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know what, Stavros? Absolutely not. We would be honored if you would stay here and be our guest in our house.
Oh, Dan. Now I must give big kiss on forehead.
You know what? Maybe just a nice handshake in the hallway.
No.
Blood man.
Boys, Daddy's home!
Daddy.
Hello, kitty.
Hey, guys, I'm Daddy over here.
Sorry, mister.
There's Daddy.
Come here. Oh,
kiss you. Daddy. Kiss.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
Mwah.
Oh, such beautiful twin boys. Now I know where they get good looks. From beautiful mother.
Thank you. Who are you?
Oh, honey, Becky, boys, this is your cousin Stavros from Greece. He's in town for a few days.
Oh, this is Stavros. Jesse has told me so much about you.
Yeah, remember I told you when I was 11, I spent the whole summer in Greece, and Stavros treated me like a brother.
Right, and you taught him about the birds and the bees?
Well, actually, it was goats and weasels.
Goats and weasels. That explains a lot.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, so? Where'd you take Stavros sightseeing?
Golden Gate Bridge, Fisherman's Wharf.
The racetrack.
You took Stavros to the racetrack?
No, he took us.
Stavros took you to the track?
Track is very educational. Best of about what you learned.
Don't bet your tooth fairy money on a long shot.
Thanks for the use of car, then. I parked right in great spot, right in front of little rocket ship where dogs go pee-pee.
Rocket ship? The dogs go pee-pee. Fire hydrant. Fire hydrant. Do me a favor. Don't put that back in the fridge.
Ben. Oh, you play some form card game here?
Yeah, it's called gin. Do you play?
Oh, I'm not very good.
Well, then sit down, my well-coiffed foreign friend. Sit down.
Come on, Diamond Joe. One more. Nothing or double.
Stavros, I'll pass. I already owe you $46, and I've only got 20 bucks.
Oh, it's okay. Friendly game. I'll take watch. Nice doing business with you. That's for me, I'll get.
Hey, who ordered pizza?
I ordered for everybody.
Oh, great.
Really cool.
That'll be 20 bucks.
I will get it.
Thanks.
Hey, Stavros, don't you owe that guy 20 bucks?
Oh, I only have drachmas. DJ, B. Gemstone, pick this one up.
Oh. Oh. Well, that cleans me out. Anyone got a tip? Here's a tip. If you tickle me with a feather duster, I purr like Catwoman. Thanks, bye.
Hello, kitties. Hello.
Oh! Well, it smells like something crawled in there and died.
They should have delivered that thing in a lead box.
It's double feta cheese and lamb guts. Enjoy.
Deej, we'd love to stay, but,
I'm gonna hurl.
Hey, you guys. Hi. Whew! That was a great workout.
That is hot.
Excuse me?
I mean, the cheese is hot. It's dang near bubbling.
Really? Well, don't burn the roof of your mouth.
Beautiful.
Well, it's just a carrot.
Anyone tell you you hold vegetables like
Greek goddess?
Not recently.
Mmm. Can you smell popping fresh?
Well, I was just at the gym and I rubbed on some Bengay.
This Ben lucky guy.
Hey!
Oh, sorry, you smell so good, I just can't control bad nose. Bad nose.
Stavros, you keep your nose out of my business.
Sorry, it's I respect nose. He has mind of its own. Bad nose. Bad nose. Bad nose.
Hey, look, gang, pizza.
Did they start using dirty laundry as a topping? At least there's one happy customer. Or not.
Guys, I am not a happy camper. Look at this. I got a parking ticket for parking next to a fire hydrant. Stavros just cost me $65.
Yeah, well, he cost me $20 and my watch.
Wait, he had $20? He cost me $20 for that hot goat on dough.
Yeah, well, he hustles more than just money. When I was in the kitchen with him, he tried to hit on me.
Wow, Stavros is a sleazebag.
Well, you know, he does have one good quality. He's leaving Thursday at 9:18. I think maybe we should just, you know, try to hang in there until then, okay?
Hey, guys. Oh, I'm glad you're all here. What do you think of Stavros? Isn't he a great guy?
Oh,
yeah. He's been really
fun. Yeah, it's a shame he has to leave so soon.
Thursday, 9:18.
Well, I don't know, guys. I have great news. Now, get this. Because Stavros loves America and all you guys so much, he's thinking about moving here. I figured since everyone gets along so well, I've asked him to, you know, stay here and live here with us until he gets settled. What do you guys think?
Jess, I don't know if Stavros staying here is such a good idea.
Oh, Danny, it's okay. You know what? I know what your concern is. Stavros used your razor to shave his chest, but you know what? I'll talk to him about it.
No, that's not it. He did what?
Jess, the guy's a con man. He's been hustling us ever since he got here.
Con man? I can't believe what you guys are saying here. Now, when I was a stranger in Stavros' country, he treated me like a brother. He's family. You insult Stavros, you insult me.
Listen, Jess, Stavros made a pass at me. I had to hit him with a carrot.
Honey, it's okay. He told me about it. It's all a big misunderstanding. He's Greek. You know how Greeks are? They're passionate. They're physical. He didn't mean anything by it. Hey, Stavros, where are you going?
Back home to Greece.
Well, have a nice trip.
Yeah.
You can't leave yet.
Oh, sorry, Jesse. Just spoke to relatives back home. Huge disaster. A village of Poulopoulos is no more. Homes destroyed, everybody homeless, major mudslide plopped on Poulopoulos.
Oh, man.
Wow. Sorry.
That's terrible. Is there anything we can do?
I don't know. Now I must go home. But first, I must give back all things I took. Watts, money, and apologize to pretty lady for poor manners. Maybe much slightest punishment because of bad behavior. I'm sorry.
We're sorry, too. What can we do to help you?
I don't know. If only some way to raise funds.
How about a fundraiser?
Why, I don't think of that.
That's a great idea. You know what? We can use the Smash Club.
Hey, you know, we had a dance-a-thon at our school for the children's hospital. Volunteers would dance and people would sponsor them. We made a fortune.
I volunteered to dance as long as I have to.
I volunteered too, even if I have to stay up way past my bedtime.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, we have now danced for 1 hour. Congratulations. Now, we still need more dancers, okay? So if you want to dance, come on up here.
get a number, put it on your back, and go out to the dance floor and shake your moussaka. If you don't want to dance, sponsor a dancer, sign up right here with my lovely wife, Rebecca.
Tell you, there's no way they'd get me out there to dance the live drop.
You said it.
Hi, guys. You want to dance?
Till we drop.
I don't know how much longer I can go on.
Really? I could dance all night.
Okay, dance-a-thon over. Time to put money where my hand is.
What's this? A plane ticket. Deej, look. Stavros is flying to Orlando, Florida tonight.
Hey, girls.
Aunt Becky, you might be interested in this. Stavros is flying to Orlando tonight.
Oh, no. I bet this whole mudslide thing is just another one of his scams. By tomorrow, he's going to be cruising the Magic Kingdom trying to get Tinkerbell's phone number.
We better tell Uncle Jesse.
Well, you know how Uncle Jesse feels about Stavros, Steph. He's not going to believe us. We're going to have to prove it to him. And you know what? I think I have a way to do it. Come here.
It's open.
Lucia said you wanted to see me alone.
Oh, yes. I'll be Frank.
Can I still be Stavros?
Whatever turns you on. Stavros, I know I haven't known you that long, but I have the...
The hat for my bud.
Well, I wasn't going to put it exactly like that, but... Yes, yes. I don't know if you know this, but... Yesterday, I couldn't take my eyes off of you while you ate SpaghettiOs with your fingers.
Spoons are for wimps. Now, kiss me, Yankee Doodle Dollface.
I will. But first, I'd like to ask you a question. How would you like to run away with me someplace warm and romantic? The kind of place you want to go after you've won the Super Bowl?
This is fate with big F and little H. I'm going to Florida tonight. Let's paint town with roller.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What about this benefit and all the money we're raising?
Oh, Becky, this whole thing is fake as 3-drachma bill. Now kiss me before my breath spray wears off.
I would, but I have a feeling we're going to be interrupted any second. Did I call that or what? How come you're not Jesse in a jealous rage?
Because we couldn't hear you.
I should probably turn the microphone on.
Probably.
Stavros, your loafer's untied.
Oh, ha, 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 ha. You make joke with Stavros. Now we kiss.
Yes. We kiss. But first, do you know what would really, really drive me wild?
Painting sad clowns on my toenails?
Well, yes, certainly. But, first, I would
really lovely if you would tell me your whole brilliant plan one more time.
Oh, so that's what floats your tuna boat.
First of all, there was no mudslide.
Really, Stavros? Oh, tell me more. Louder.
We sneak off to Florida. Why are you sticking flowers in my face?
So everyone can hear you.
A microphone!
Does this mean you don't want to go?
Jess, if you're listening, here he comes!
Hold it!
Get him, Uncle Jesse!
Get him! I got him, Jess!
All right, guys, let him go. Stavros, how could you do this to me? To my family. I trusted you, man. I looked up to you.
Oh, look at you. All I'm hearing in Greece is about this in America. How wonderful job is. Beautiful wife, perfect family.
All right, maybe I do have all that. But I didn't get it by stealing. I worked for it. Maybe that's something you should try.
I did try. I worked very, very hard. Worst day of my life.
You hurt me, Stavros. You may be family, but you're out of here. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay, Jess. Come on, Stavros. You got a plane to catch.
Thursday, 9:18. Be there.
Let's go.
Sorry, guys. I should have listened to you. And everybody, I'm going to make sure you get all your money back.
Or you could give it to a really good cause, like the children's hospital.
It's a good idea, Deej. What do you say? Can we do that? Yeah. Oh, sorry, Beck. I should have listened to you about Stavros.
Well, when you care about someone, sometimes it's hard to see the truth.
Forgive me? I'll take that as a yes. What are you looking at? This is not a free show. Oh, no, dance, music! Come on!